you know, don't feel trapped. Anyone can leave. No need to stay. The Indian of Haftorah. Many different minhagim in different places. There are places that read from a klaf, from a tanakh, from just a regular chumash. What is the order of priorities here? And what are the issues at stake? So really this issue comes from a Gemara in Maseches Gittin. And Daf Samach Amud Aleph. The Gemara addresses the question of a Sefer Haftarta. A Sefer Haftarta was a scroll written like a regular Sefer Torah or Navi. But it was not a whole sefer of any particular navi. It was simply including only the sections that are read as haftarahs. That was the sefer haftarta. So the Gemara quotes one view which says you're not allowed to read from the sefer haftarta, and the reason is you're not allowed to write the sefer haftarta because there's an issur to write kisvei kodesh unless you're writing the entire sefer altogether. So therefore, since it was usur to write it, they had to write the entire navi, the entire sefer navi. If they wanted to do it. Since they was also to write it, they were also to read from it as well. And the Gemara's conclusion is that it's mutter to read from the Sefer Haftarta. And the reason is, Eis Lasos Lashem, Heferis Arasecha. Rashi explains it wasn't realistic for every tzibur to have an entire collection of Sifrei Nevi'im. So therefore, this they could do. They could have a scroll which included all of the different Haftarahs in it. So based on this discussion, there is a whole back and forth in the poskim. What about Bizman HaZeh and with regard to printed materials? The Levush raised a cry. He said, how could it be the Minhag HaOlam is to read from printed materials? Even the Gemara is discussing a Sefer Haftarta, which is written in the manner of Kisvei Kodesh, at least. And even that was only mutter because Eis Lasos Lashem, Heferis Sarasecha. And a printed book is worse than that. So we're not even going to do the level of the Eis Lasos Lashem, Heferis Sarasecha. So how could that be? We have to go ahead and be makpid on at least having what the Gemara describes, the Sefer Haftarta written as a real scroll. The apparent assumption is that even though it's not a full Sefer Navi, nonetheless has at least partial Kedushas, Kisvei Kodesh, the Shemos have Kedusha, and therefore that would be highly preferable to reading from a printed Sefer. There are other poskim who defended the practice of reading from a printed Sefer. So the Taz writes that printing has the same status as writing. So if you read from a Chumash, that is essentially a Sefer Haftarta. There's no difference between a Sefer Haftarta and the Gemara and a Chumash that we use nowadays. The Magen Avraham ups the ante. He says, takes it one step further. He says, now that we have the printing press and printing is considered like writing, so therefore, it's not so hard anymore to get a whole Sefer. So we're going to do better than what the Gemara describes. We don't have to rely on the Eis Lasos Lashem. We can read it from an entire Sefer. And this way, we're doing the Ikar Adin. It should be noted that even the Magen Avraham, so he's not you don't have to read from a whole Tanakh altogether. You just have to read from an entire Sefer Navi. If you have a Sefer Yirmiyah, so then you can read it from that entire Sefer, just not from a Chumash. So he claims that would be the Ikar Adin. So there are plenty who question the Magen Avraham's psak that to read it from an entire Sefer would be the full-fledged Lichatchila without relying on the Eis Lasos. And even if we accept him, it would be questionable whether this would apply to contemporary times. So first of all, the Magen Avraham assumes that printing is considered like writing. That's one chiddush. And second of all, he assumes that even if it's considered like writing, it can be written on paper as opposed to on klaf. And it still has the full-fledged status of a sefer of Kisvei Kodesh. And even if we make those assumptions, which the Magen Avraham does make, then to apply that contemporary times is a further chiddush. So Rav Avadya Yosef points out, even if you're going to say that printing is considered like writing, maybe that was only bizmanehem, that they had a tfus, they had a mold, and they would roll it over the material, and it was manual. Nowadays, you press a button, and it comes out of a machine. So it's a further chiddush to say that would count as writing. Rav Soloveitchik is quoted as saying in the Nefesh HaRav that if it's printed on both sides of the page and just bound at the end, like our normal books are, so then that certainly would not count as a regular book of Kisvei Kodesh. So it's not clear that the Maila of the Magen Avraham to read it from an entire Sefer, and that has the din of reading it from a real Sefer, Kisvei Kodesh, would necessarily apply. So the order of priorities would be as follows, as the Mishnah Berurah discusses in the beginning of Resh Pei Beis, that certainly the ideal would be if it's possible to have a full-fledged Sefer of Navi written on klaf, like a regular Kisvei Kodesh, that clearly would be the lechatchila, the ideal. Mishnah Berurah does not mention, but other poskim mentioned Aruch HaShulchan and Ravad Yosef, that even what the Gemara referred to as a Sefer Haftarta, written on cloth, but just including the Haftarahs, that would be The number two option, the Aruch HaShulchan claims that there were communities in Lithuania that had this, and they read from the Sefer HaTorah. Rav Avadya as well says that this is something which is done. I've never seen it personally, but that would be perhaps number two option. Number three option, so there are those, like here in the yeshiva, we're makbid to read it from a full-fledged Sefer like the Magen Avraham, even though it's questionable whether we really gain anything by that. But perhaps, maybe, you could say that counts as reading it from a full-fledged Sefer. Otherwise, maintaining the Eis Lachos Lashem, so then it would be possible to read it from Chumashim. There are those who claim that our printed Sfarim don't have the status of real Sfarim, and therefore it wouldn't be counted as reading the Mitoch HaKsav. And therefore there are those who are makbid to read along with the Baal Kori as well, as he does it, because it can only be Motzi Yitzibur if you're really reading it from a Sefer. Have a wonderful day. Once again, Minchat.